Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. May I be decreased and decrease, and may you be increased and increase. And fill us with your presence. And may the words of my mouth, the meditations in our hearts, be truly acceptable in your sight. You as our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm going to throw you some questions for pondering this morning as we dive in God's word. And I said this one of the first questions I said at the children's time. Are you hungry this morning, church? You know, I ate some banana this morning, but there's something I'm craving for today. And when I said that question, are you hungry this morning? When we hear the word hunger, the first thing I'm sure comes into our mind is something that can fill our tummy, our bellies, right? That's just the human instinct. But hunger far even goes deeper than physical hunger. There are hunger deeper than a longing for food. Hungers that hurt, not physically but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Hungers that drive us often in desperation to find some kind of satisfaction. And so the next question I invite you to ponder, for what are you hungry this morning? With what you have been feeding yourself in light of that hunger. Dr. Michael Marsh says, and I quote, "Everyone is looking for something that will sustain and nourish life. Something that feeds us and energizes us. Something that will fill us and satisfy us. Everyone is looking for bread. The problem is not that we are hungry, but what kind of bread we eat." Some of us are eating the bread of discouragement, the bread of fear, or the bread of anxieties. Others are eating the bread of greed, the bread of pride and selfishness. There are times we are eating the bread of guilt and unforgiving spirits. Other times we eat the bread of power and control. We eat all kinds of bread. And the world is full of bread, and yet far too many we live hungry, empty, and searching. Because that says something about our appetites and the bread that we have eaten. It's a sure sign that the bread that we have eaten cannot give life, real life. Amen? It is perishable bread that nourishes only perishable life. And it leaves us wanting only for more and more of the same. In our gospel lesson this morning, the crowd show up hungry. Isn't that very shocking? Because the day before that, Jesus just fed them. In fact, he fed them miraculously. 5,000, at least 5,000, just the men, not counting the women and the children. He just fed them with 5 loaves and fishes multiplied hundreds and hundreds of times. And now they showed up. And the first question they asked to Jesus was, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Can you imagine that? They did not marvel or even acknowledge yesterday's miracle. This was the same crowd that just received the manna from Jesus, the greatest miracle that probably they ever see. So they probably have this amnesia, right? Only 24 hours ago, they should have seen and witnessed the signs and the miracles that God showed to them. And they should have given thanks for God's generosity, or even wonder Rabbi was. Instead, they sounded like they're so much worried when, well, the next meal will going to be coming next. Are you with me, church? That Jesus started without them and they may be too late for it. They saw no sign. They saw no miracle in yesterday's feeding. They saw nothing more than the fish and the bread. They either refused or were unable to see beyond the fish, beyond the bread. And they're interested only on filling their bellies, their appetites. And Jesus knows that. Then Jesus knows that their bellies are full, but their hearts are empty of wonder. And when they ask Jesus how he got over to the other side of the lake, Jesus straightforwardly saying, "You're only looking for me," what did he says there? "Because I filled your belly." What is Jesus trying to say to them? You missed the point. You have missed the point of what I'm showing to you because your eyes are in your stomach and you're so much preoccupied with getting what you think you need. See, church, their motives for seeking Jesus was because he had fed them a day before. But they had missed the point. They missed the real significance for their craving and for their hunger. They have failed to see beyond the external action to what it said about him. Have we been there, church? Have you seen yourself to be part of that crowd? Our hearts are full, or our bellies are full, rather. But our hearts are empty. And we have missed the point. And we are still missing the point even now. Understandably, when you've been given a good meal, don't you hope for a return invite? After all, they were all being physically satisfied the day before. They thought that they were kind of entitled with that, right? Have we been there, church? This is our typical approach in our relationship with God. We seek him through our quick prayers for whatever it is that we are in need for. Come on, church, may we have a witness? We quickly said, "Lord, this is what I need." And we write it down and ask for a quick response. We ask for a decision we need to make, a resource that we lack, a struggle we need saving from. We want a full belly, and we know God provides. But still, we keep missing the point of what Jesus is offering us. That miracle, the signs that are already out there, a heart full of wonder, a much fuller feast. And we simply could not figure that out. One of the greatest problems in our church today is that we have lost a hunger for God. We have missed the point. We have Christians who have lost their deep desire and craving for an experience, an inner transformational experience of God. Sunday after Sunday, we come to church. We go to the motions. But somewhere deep inside, there is that kind of void in our lives. And we try to fill this up with a different kind of bread. A bread that is perishable. A bread that will not last. What are you looking for, church, in life? Do we really know what we need in life? Listen to what Jesus says here in verse 27. "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him has God the Father set his seal." What this means is that Jesus is trying to say to the crowd, don't eat the bread that perishes, but eat a kind of bread that gives you eternal life. The crowd still did not understand the gift. Therefore, they said back to Jesus in verse 28, what must we do to be doing the works of God? And Jesus answered patiently in verse 29, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. In other words, what Jesus is trying to say here, it's not about the work that we do. It's about the gift of grace of what God already did on the cross. It's not about doing that really matters, but rather it is about being. And it's not really about religion. It's about relationship with the one who is the bread of life. And in verses 32 to 33, Jesus asked them to refocus their attention to God, because they're seemingly so much associating this miraculous thing that happened to them a day before with Moses. And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. There are times when whenever we receive blessings from God, we tend to associate this with our accomplishments. Have we been there, church? We say, well, I have worked hard. I work hard in my workplace and I deserve the promotion. I have worked hard in my school and I deserve these grades. I work hard and save a lot of money and I'm living a good retirement life. And I deserve all this kind of thing. And just like the crowd, we kind of tend to forget of the true source of these gifts. We tend to associate this with the Moses of today and not with God. But Jesus said to the crowds, it is not Moses, but rather it is God who sends the bread. And God not only sent the physical bread in those times, but He continued to send the bread today. The same God is offering the real bread, a spiritual bread that is unperishable. And the response of the crowd was in verse 34. What did the crowd say there? Lord, give us what? Give us this bread always. It's like what the Samaritan woman said. Sir, give me this water. You remember that? In a way, the crowd response is a desire. However, the problem here is that they're still understanding and wanting the bread to be the physical sense of the bread, something that will fill their bellies, something that will satisfy their earthly needs. And then the final clincher here is on verse 35, when Jesus makes His meaning about this new type of bread, a different kind of bread that He offers, when He said to them this famous I am, that He is the bread of life. What does it mean? How does that bread of life look like for you and for me today? What Jesus is trying to say to him, if they come and eat and drink of His life, they shall never hunger and thirst for eternal life again. What Jesus is trying to say to the crowd, and it's what He's trying to say to us even today, don't come and look for bread that will not last. Do not seek and find the bread that will fill in and satisfy you, because it will never satisfy you at all. Because He Himself, Christ Jesus Himself, is the ultimate bread of life, a different kind of bread. That if you come and eat this bread of life, you shall never be hungry and thirsty again. How does that look like today, church? How can we experience the bread of life? First, get to know the bread of life. Be in relationship with God. Get to know Him through His Word. Study the Scripture daily and pray. Engage in conversation with the Lord through devotions and prayers and meditation. Come and be a part of the worshiping community right here at Plank Chapel. Be engaged in breaking your bread to the world and sharing the bread to the others. As we gather this morning in this great Thanksgiving, here are the questions that I want to leave for you, church. Do you hunger for God? For what are you hungry this morning? And what have you been feeding yourself in the light of that hunger? Christ invites us to the table of grace. And today you may be spiritually hungry and you keep on satisfying your craving and appetite somewhere else. Come to the table and be fed with a different kind of bread. Come to the table and be nourished and to satisfy your deep longing. Come to the table and meet the ultimate bread of life, who can only satisfy, heal, and save, and transform our lives. Let us pray. Just like the crowds, we have missed the point. Just like the crowd, we've been seeking just to satisfy our bellies, but our hearts and our lives are empty. For we are chasing for something that is perishable, that only nourishes our perishable life, and it leaves us wanting only more of the same. Just like the crowd, we saw nothing more than the fish and the bread, and we have refused and or even unable to see beyond the fish and the bread. Help us to receive the gift that is unperishable, a different kind of bread that will satisfy our longing, fulfill our needs, and save and transform our lives. May we encounter the true bread of life through your Son, Jesus the Christ. And may we experience Him all the more in every day of our lives. And all God's people said, amen.